STR Podcasts and Radio are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
Hi, I'm Greg Kokel. That's me. This is the response I've been getting from so many who read last month's Solid Ground feature that I titled The Third Column. When I described what I saw the Holy Spirit doing in the lives of thousands of rank-and-file Christians around the country, and those are people just like you, many of the readers immediately connected, and it got them excited, which is precisely what I wanted to happen. I wanted to encourage them, and I wanted to encourage you. I wanted you to see yourself as a vital participant in God's project of advancing His kingdom through the kind of thoughtful Christianity that we've always promoted at Stand to Reason. I wanted you to see the strategic role you play in the unique circumstances that God has placed you in, whatever they may be. But something still might be holding you back. You're nervous. You're unsure of yourself. You're uncertain about stepping out. Opportunities might present themselves, but you're just not able to muster the courage to face the challenge, to stand up in the line of fire. Well, I know exactly how you feel because I've been there many times myself. Courage doesn't come easy for us, and part of the reason is very little in our lives demands that we develop it. We don't hunt for food, we don't fight off wild animals, we don't battle barbarians at the gate. So nothing requires most of us to ever risk life or limb. So how do we develop the courage that we need in situations as an ambassador for Christ? And when I think about that question, there are two things that come to mind: knowledge and action. First, knowledge. Knowledge breeds courage. The more you know, the braver you'll be. And this truth applies to every daunting challenge. Do you like tests? No, hardly anybody does. But would you feel better if you knew the questions in advance and you knew the answers cold? Well, that changes things, doesn't it? Now, here's how to put that principle into play. Certain challenges to your Christian convictions come up with regularity. The ones you fear the most will be the ones that demand the most courage, right? You may not feel up to the task. So make your job easier by taking the edge off the fear. Here's how. Develop a good answer to the issue, one you can deliver in a tactically sound way, with a thoughtful opening question, for example. You do that, your courage will soar. You won't fear the test because you know the answers in advance. Simply put, the more we know, the more confident we'll be, the braver we'll feel when facing a daunting task. Knowledge breeds courage. Okay, second, action also breeds courage. I mean, there have been times I've been shaking in my boots as an opportunity began to develop before me, and I discovered that if I simply forced myself to take one small step forward to engage, I felt better. The action steadied my nerves. I watched a Western last week where the good guys were outnumbered 5-2 facing off for a gunfight right in the middle of town. But the two had a plan. Once the groups had kind of squared off in the street, the two guys stepped out confidently right towards the line of five bad guys. It was a bold move, but it changed the outcome dramatically. Again, using an apt question for your first step is a perfect opener. It gets you moving forward while at the same time tossing the ball in the other person's court so the pressure is no longer on you. Action breeds confidence. There's one more tip I found helpful. Small acts of courage prepare us for larger ones. Now think of paratroopers. They jump from platforms before they leap from airplanes. They don't step out first to 10,000 feet. That's too frightening. They build their nerve little by little. So when we step out on the small challenges, we increase our ability to face more difficult situations in the future. If we shrink back, we feed our fear instead of our boldness. So whatever fears you feel, face them head on, armed with these three truths now. First, knowledge breeds courage. Second, action breeds courage. And third, small acts of courage prepare you for larger ones. These will pay great dividends and help you play your part in the third column. I'm Greg Kokel for Stand to Reason.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts and radio program are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.